Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody has a right to a happy, Amen. Safe, successful life. Amen. Don't they?
No.
Don't they?
No.
Well, if you said yes, why? Why would you have a right to a happy, safe, successful life? Why? Just because you were born? Because you have lived so wonderfully. The truth is, you don't deserve a happy, safe, successful life just because you're on the planet. See, so there's some things that have been distorted. And this idea of entitlement is completely devilish. All this is owed to me because what? Because you exist, things are owed to you because you're so wonderful and amazing. Why is anything owed to you? The truth is, it's not. If it's owed to you, that leaves no room for grace. And that's why this is so subtly woven into the ungodly world's mentality. Because the devil is the total enemy of grace. He knows with enough grace in your life, you can receive anything. With enough grace, you can overcome anything.
Amen.
With enough of God's grace, you can become all that He ever intended for you to be.
Thank you, my God.
And you can live by grace,
yes,
and faith.
Yes.
You can have a happy,
right,
safe,
yes,
successful,
yes,
long,
uh-huh,
life.
Amen.
But it's not because it was owed to you. Well, it's quiet in here.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody has a right to. Based on what? Based on what? Well, I'm an American. Well, that's wonderful. But we're not talking about just America for a few years. We're talking about heaven and hell. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about all generations on the planet. Why do you deserve anything? Why are you entitled? Why is anything owed to you? If it's owed to you, you shouldn't even be thankful. Come on, are y'all with me? Why? Because nobody's doing you any favors. You are entitled. It is owed to you. You deserve it. I don't like that word, deserve. And yet you hear people say, what did I ever do to deserve this? And the answer is, plenty. If you want to know the truth, the wages of sin is death. Have you ever missed it? Then you got death coming. Unless, oh, unless you repent. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you ever shouted about being able to repent? Judge yourself so you won't be judged. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lamentations 3:22. A lot of folks got their pages stuck together back there. Lamentations. So we don't want to take too much time on that. But what does it say? Lamentations 3:22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Does that sound like you're owed a good life? I know we were riding along in the airplane. This has been a trip or two ago, and somebody was asking, we were sitting in there all warm and comfortable, and somebody said, man, you know, it's a, they're talking about it's cold outside. I said, yeah, it's minus 65. Wow. Up at 43,000 feet. Wow. Minus 65. Whoa. And there's not enough pressure either for air to stay in your lungs. Yeah. If you stepped outside the door, wow, all the air in you would come out. Yep. You couldn't get any back in, and you would instantly freeze. Very hostile environment. Well, in many ways, that's earth. The curse is everywhere. Evil is everywhere. Come on, we need to not have religious blinders on. Let's open our eyes and look around at what's happening on this planet. It's full of evil. It's full of cruelty. It's full of pain.
Yes.
And we're not all owed great and good and safe lives. The truth is, it's not why did God do this to that one and why did God do that to that one. The thing is, if God doesn't keep you, you're not going to last long.
That's right.
And He won't have to do anything to you. Just Him not keeping you, you will be consumed. You see how things have been twisted? Well, why did God do this to me? God's not doing these evil things to people. I think we need to camp on that just a little bit. Put up Matthew 18:14. Matthew 18:14 said, even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Say that out loud. It's not the will of my Father
that even one
of little ones
would perish.
Are there little ones perishing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
is it God's will?
No.
Not a one of them. Friend, we do not need to idly agree with people. Well, we don't know why God sent that tornado into that area and killed that little four-year-old. He must have just needed another angel in the choir. Lies. Lies? Lies. Lies. It was not God's will that even one perish. Luke 9:55, even Jesus' own staff, He had to correct about this. They didn't like it because they hadn't been received in a certain area where they had come. And so His disciples said, Lord, You want us to call down some fire like Elijah did? We've been wanting to try that. And with you here now, I think we could do it. I think we could get it done.
Yeah.
We'll teach them.
Yeah.
I bet you the next time we come to, we'll be treated better.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's light this place up.
Yeah.
What is that? Destruction.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, yeah, sometimes I do that for reasons you won't understand. What did He do? He turned. He rebuked them. Why would He rebuke them if God often is working destruction? They'd be hopelessly confused. What are we doing today? Destroying or healing? Have you talked to the master yet? I don't know. No, he is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, forever. He was the healer. He is the healer. He will always be the healer. He was the deliverer, the protector, the provider, good, kind, merciful.
Yes.
He always is.
Yes.
Always will be.
Yes.
Never changes. There's somebody else doing that. That's not God. Keep reading. He turned and rebuked them, and he said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're of. You don't know what manner of spirit you're of. Verse 56. The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. How many believe the words of Jesus?
Yes.
Then don't agree with people when they're telling you that the Lord was working destruction in their life to teach them something. Take them to the Scripture. Said, no, I can't accept that. The Bible disagrees with you. The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Anybody remember John 3:16? John 3:16, verse 15 says that whoever believes in him should what? Should what? Not perish. What's God's will? Not perishing, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should what?
Not perish,
but have everlasting life. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 3rd verse, we need to be reminded of these things. They need to be built into our spirit because the enemy is always trying to lie. He's always trying to accuse the Father of evil. Don't accept it. 2 Peter 3, I tell you, skip down to verse 9 for time's sake. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any. How many? Are people perishing on this planet? Spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, are people being destroyed?
Yes.
Yeah, they are. And not a one of those cases of people being destroyed is the will of God. Not one of them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me